The iPhone 13 is shaping up to be rather a boring update. The iPhone 13 leaks are all nice additions to the device, but it just feels like these upcoming features are late to the party. Android has had some of the best features for a long time now. Unfortunately, Apple has been playing catch-up for a while. Don't forget, if you are short on time, you can listen to this episode and others here. You can also find the podcast on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Now back to the article. The list of features that may be coming to the iPhone 13 sound amazing. With a rumored 120Hz display for the iPhone 13 Pro's, camera improvements, smaller notch, and Touch ID. This list would be amazing if it were 3 years ago. Now, even mid-range Android devices have high refresh rates. Some of those even go beyond 120Hz. I remember when I first held my Galaxy Note 20 while scrolling through a website. It blew my mind how smooth the experience was. 120Hz is such a noticeable difference that when I began using my iPhone primarily again, my eyes had to readjust. Actually, my head began hurting because of the difference. I know that sounds crazy, but it is true. iPhone 13 leaks are nice, but we've seen them already. Speaking of the Note 20, the screen is gorgeous. The screen also doesn't have a notch in it, but rather a small punch hole for the camera. Now it is true that Face ID needs to have the notch to work. I get that. But there has to be something that Apple can do to shrink the technology down, right? Regardless, I will admit the smaller notch will make a lot of people happy. But, this has been getting rumored for years. But, let us all remember that Android phones already have folding devices while Apple still struggles with the notch. Then there are the camera upgrades which happen every year. There will be improvements to the wide-angle lens. But what about better zoom? There have been no rumors about that. And we all know what Samsung and other OEMs are doing in the zoom department. Lastly, and this is probably the best feature that is leaked, and that is the return of Touch ID. It is rumored to be an in-display sensor, which would be amazing. Also, a fingerprint sensor is just so useful. Especially in this day and age of wearing face masks. In addition, a fingerprint sensor makes it easier to open your device while it is lying down. Of course, these are all just my personal thoughts. The rumored features list seems pretty tame. Devices that cost $500 have all the features that the iPhone 13 will possibly get. I just feel like a company's flagship device should have flagship features. Especially a company like Apple. What do you guys think? Are the upcoming features exciting? Or do you think Apple has given up on competing with Samsung and others in the features department? Let me know in the comments. Follow me over on Twitter to connect with me and to keep up with new posts. Have a good one.